With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Political dignitaries, friends, and family have gathered to honor the late former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. A funeral service today in Stamford, the hometown of the four-term senator. Lieberman died on Wednesday in New York City from complications from a fall. He was 82. Correspondent Norman Hall gives us the latest developments on the Maryland bridge collapse.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will use the largest crane on the eastern seaboard to help remove the wreckage of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, brought down by a cargo vessel. The machine can lift up to 1,000 tons. Governor Wes Moore says Maryland deeply appreciates support and the $60 million the federal government has provided so far. Moore says removing the wreckage and replacing the bridge will be extremely difficult.
We have a very long road ahead of us. We understand that, and we're preparing.
The port's closure has ships waiting offshore, drying up work for dock workers, and crippling regional shipping. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Donna Warder has this report on immigration legislation passed in Georgia.
Georgia's legislature passed a bill Thursday that would require authorities to check the immigration status of people sent to jail. If law enforcement agencies refused to do so, they'd risk losing state funding for failing to work with immigration officials. Local officials could also face misdemeanor charges. The bill gained traction after a Venezuelan man, immigration officials say, entered the U.S. illegally, allegedly beat to death a nursing student on the University of Georgia campus. Democrats have raised concerns that such an immigration law would turn local law enforcement into immigration police. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. Idaho strikes a blow for religious freedom.
Lawmakers have passed a measure that bars the state from discriminating against adoption agencies or parents on the basis of religion. The Supreme Court has established that such discrimination is unconstitutional, and some states are acting to codify that decision in law. Greg Schaffen of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "We applaud Idaho for prioritizing the well-being of kids." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As black clergymen prepare for Easter, they hope to welcome more people to church than since the COVID-19 pandemic began 4 years ago. Predominantly African-American churches still feeling the pandemic's impact on attendance, even as they have rolled out robust online worship options to reach people. Black Protestants' monthly church attendance declined 15% from 2019 to 2023, a larger drop than other major religious groups. This is SRN News. New York City turning to tech to help combat a surge in crime underground.
City officials unveiling a pilot program to deploy portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams says the scanners will be introduced in certain stations after a legally mandated 90-day waiting period. Adams says they're working to identify companies with expertise in weapons detection technology. One legal aid attorney says gun detection systems can trigger false alarms, causing panic. Rich Thomason reporting.
Louis Gossett Jr., the first black man to win a supporting actor Oscar and an Emmy winner for his role in the TV miniseries Roots, has died. He was 87. A magnitude 2.8 earthquake has been reported in southern Illinois near the Missouri state line. No injuries or damage were reported. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.